Dear friends, just to be here today, a lot of people served. So I just want to recognize, just to do a service, there's a lot of people that step up to the plate. I'm so thankful for having the praise team here. And Oscar and Sam came in yesterday, and chairs were set up. And I want to talk about serving today and the importance of it here at our church. And it ties into Matthew chapter 5. Very clear teaching from Jesus. This should be a way of life. Dear friends, can you imagine how confused people were when it was discovered that the earth was not the center of the universe? For hundreds of years, you could even say thousands of years, see, it was believed that the earth was at the center and everything else, the stars and the planets, orbited around the earth. There was no way the earth orbited around anything else. There was no way that the earth rotated even. That wasn't the belief. The thought was the earth stood still. Everything you see up here orbited around the earth. Then came a guy along about same date around Martin Luther. His name was, do you remember his name? Nicholas Copernicus. In 1520, he started asking some interesting questions like this. Why are there seasons on good old planet Earth? Questions like this. Boy, there are stars that appear during the day and then they appear at night. Why is that? Or here's a question kind of floating around. Exactly how far could you go on your ship before you fell off the place of before you fell off good old planet Earth? Where do you go when you just fall off and you float out up into space? That's what people actually believe. Now, for the most part, Copernicus was kind of laughed off and people didn't really hold on to his teachings. But then about 80 or 90 years later, another guy came. Do you know who that was? Galileo. Now, how did it go when Galileo said that the earth was not the center of the universe? That didn't go very well. The government had him locked up. He had to stay. He was under house arrest. And the church, the Pope pretty much banned his teachings, asked him not to say anything, and his books were burned. It was as if Earth got a demotion. People couldn't take it. The Earth is not the center of the universe. Today we're talking about serving. What does serving have to do with Copernicus and Galileo and this sort of start to my message? Serving is vital because it's kind of like the moment in which Galileo said, the earth is not the center of the universe. Do you know what serving communicates to us? That we are not the center of the universe. Did I just break some news to you that's new? You're loved. You're chosen. God loves you dearly. You're a holy nation. God loves you dearly, would give anything for you. But you're not the center of the universe. You're not. But don't you think we like to act like we are? A husband says this to his wife. Boy, I wish you'd make me more happy. But he's not interested in figuring out ways to serve and help his wife be happy. A coworker says, I want everyone to agree with my opinions, but I'm not willing to listen to anybody else's opinions. A person goes on vacation and wants weather that's really nice and pleasant for them, but doesn't think about weather that would be helpful for the farmer and his crops. A person thinks about how they want traffic to line up for them on I-5, but could really care less about how traffic is for anybody else. Or a person wants government to serve them and all their needs, but they're not willing to support the government and those who've been placed in leadership positions. It's all about me. I'm the center of the universe. Well, I hate to break it to you. You're not. In fact, the Bible teaches that there is another person that's the center of the universe. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20 spells it out very well. In that text, Paul says this: God raised Jesus from the dead and placed him on the deep throne in heaven that he may reign there and reign over the universe, it says, forever. We heard actually a great presentation here by Callie and Brian and Caleb. The theme of the National Youth Gathering was in all things. What that says is Jesus is the center of everything. It's our job just simply to serve and shine the light on Jesus. That's our job. You know, it's actually, you may feel like, Pastor, you kind of hurt my ego here this morning that I'm not the center of the universe. But you know what? It's actually a really good thing that we're not the center of the universe.